Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The
Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host a sports career fair this Thursday before the game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Blackhawks host the Islanders tonight. Corey Crawford starts in net. The Hawks trail both St. Louis and Nashville by 5 points in the Central. The NCAA tournament begins this evening with the play-in games. Manhattan takes on Hampton at 5:40. Winner plays Kentucky. Digger Phelps joined Mully and Hanley this morning talking about which team out there can actually beat the Wildcats.
I would just stress their outside shooting. I'd pack in that zone and make sure you got your guards going in to get rebounds, or have your guards go in and get and box out. Even when you shoot, you go in and get in Willie Cauley-Stein's face. Just reverse it and make sure that you've got people going to the glass so that they can't get that transition game going and pressure their rebounder when they do get it.
That's Digger Phelps with Mully and Hanley. You can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com. The other play-in game, BYU faces Mississippi at 8:10. Winner meets Xavier. NIT, Illinois plays at Alabama in a game you can hear on The Score starting at 8. NBA, the Bulls got Jimmy Butler and Taj Gibson back on the practice court today. Indiana's at the UC tomorrow night. Tom Thibodeau said Derrick Rose is even slightly ahead of schedule in his rehab. The Bulls have 14 games remaining in the season and lead Washington by half a game for the fourth seed in the East. NFL, a report from Brad Biggs has the Bears signing long snapper Thomas Gafford. Elsewhere, the Raiders signed running back Trent Richardson. The Niners added wide receiver Stevie Johnson. Spring training, White Sox have Jeff Samardzija on the mound to face the Mariners. The Cubs play the Royals with Jason Hamill getting the start. Chris Bryant is out today with shoulder fatigue. Hopes to be back in the lineup on Thursday. This scoreboard update brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. Join the Scores, Hub Arkish from 6:30 to 10 and Joe Ostrowski from 10 till midnight. Broadcasting live Friday at Fox and Hound in Schaumburg for a College Hoops broadcast powered by Dos Equis. Enter for your chance to win a trip to Rio Riviera Maya, Mexico, thanks to Apple Vacations. Come watch the games and enjoy specials on Dos Equis. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Muller Honda in Highland Park.
Boers and Bernstein at it again. Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Your Joakim Noah passing center thing again.
And he can't play past 32 minutes.
You know, Tom, he's bitching about the minutes limits again.
Yeah, so do you say, man, well, you want to make sure you knew that.
Damn right he does.
Well,
you know why? Because no other coach has these minutes limits imposed because they don't trust that you're going to understand that there's another game ever.
That's
because
right.
You get in a game and you forget that they're games because you get in one of those Thibs things.
Yeah, I thought
that's what they feel they have to because they don't trust you.
Yeah, I thought emphasizing that again was the wrong thing to do. Was that my imagination?
My first thought was he's bitching about his bosses putting restrictions. The reason there are restrictions is they don't trust you to not kill guys before the playoffs.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Tom in Schererville is on The Score.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Are we there?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Simeon basketball. Simeon has gotten lost in the news this year without a Jabari Parker, without a Derrick Rose.
No, it's lost in the news. It's high school basketball.
They're the number one team. Yeah, they're the number one team. I don't know how they're lost.
DePaul gets a lot of coverage in there.
DePaul gets no coverage.
Yeah, they get no coverage. They're like two paragraphs.
Okay.
Idiot and Bernstein. Score.
Terry Boers.
He's got a rested shoulder probably because he's taking balls off of it.
Dan Bernstein.
I just don't have a lot of strong thoughts.
I've got a way.
It's on.
Indeed.
Tournamentofbad.com. The voting has begun. Between now and 2:45, the play-in games have tipped off. In the Chris Tannehill and Terry Boers region, Terry's play-in game, New York-Chicago pizza debates, is now in action against scraping ice off your windshield. In the Tannehill region, it is fedoras versus Facebook. So in the Boers region, the winner of New York-Chicago pizza debates and scraping ice off your windshield will take on the one seed in his region, Wrong Way Drivers. And in the Tannehill play-in, the Fedora's Facebook winner will meet the number one being in an ISIS video.
That's a bad thing.
You don't want to be in an ISIS video. So
That's your farewell movie.
There you go. Mark is in Cicero. He's on The Score. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, my kid used to play freshman football until I've listened to you guys, and he was on the second string, so he wasn't very good at it, but he did get playing time. And I had a harder time convincing my ex-wife to get him to quit playing football than I did him, but I'm glad I did because of what I've heard from you guys. So the other thing I wanted to say is we were watching TV, ESPN, about 2 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. And they had the Bronco busting on there, and my kid was asking me, well, Dad, do these guys have head trauma? And I said, you know what, I'm going to ask the score. I'm going to call in and ask these guys one time, the way their head snaps back. So I was just curious.
Yeah, they're all wearing those helmets, like the motorcycle top helmets, the really hard as you can, the top technology helmets. No, sure it does.
Yeah, but Mark's question was a good one. It's not about the helmet. It's about the movement of the brain within the skull.
I think all of it is still bad for you. But a lot of the injuries were landing directly on your head as well, besides being snapped around. You're only there 8 seconds.
Well, but the common sense, too, there's 3,000 pounds of angry pot roast there, to quote Tom Lehrer. The risks aren't just, if you can get out of there alive, instead of one of those things stepping on your neck, I mean, you could die in an instant.
Aside from, never mind the head trauma.
Right.
Them bastards come after you. If they get you off there, they'll just come and try to step in, kick you, whatever they can do to you. So yeah, I mean, no, I would say that is not a substitute. That is for insane people. That is not a substitute. I don't care what they're wearing. Are they laying like this space gear now? No, I do not want a 3,000-pound bull walking on my balls. Unless I ask him to.
Is that what they weigh? I mean, is it 3,000 and 2,000? I don't know. It's 3,000 sounds like an awful lot. Whatever it is, it's
about
heavy.
14,000 pounds.
It's too heavy to be standing on your sack. Right?
I don't like the concept because, the clowns, and the clowns ain't going to help me.
Why not?
They don't like me.
Wait, rodeo clowns don't like you?
No clowns like me.
I don't know the
history
here.
You know what I think about clowns?
Yeah, but I didn't know that it was reciprocated. I didn't know that rodeo clowns, the rodeo clown union has decided to not like Terry Boyce.
Yeah. Have you heard what these bastards said about clowns? Yeah. Wait, look, he's in trouble. Screw him.
Yeah, you got to remind yourself. You got to hire like a private security firm or something if you ever do bull riding.
This kind of channel surfing the other day, and there it was with all this odd-looking helmets and all this stuff that go to it, and the first guy that gets thrown off the bull comes after him, wants to walk on him. I mean, no. And then they went to break, and I thought, I don't want to know what happened. I mean, he just was just laying there. I don't want to know. Didn't move.
There's this thought on the from the ghost of Dave Dravecki's arm. He says a lot will be said about the early retirement of Chris Borland. The observations are going to reach from the good to the bad to the ugly. You'll have the occasional RIP NFL declarations of the Shield's oncoming death. And it should have been happening when Robert Smith retired from the Vikings. Smith's retirement was because he wanted a capable memory to make it through grad school. What did that say? Why was no one listening then? They can keep the NFL with all of its flaws, but mandate retirement ages or something beyond equipment changes. 28 for guys who played in high school and college, 30 for the growing lot of players drafted or picked up with neither high school or college football experience. Give them all retirement based on games played from game one. Guarantee all income and a vested insurance pool for all retirees. The drop-off of an NFL player after 30 is akin to that of a pitcher. Who cares about records? Let them stand in stone for eternity. Health matters most. The critics know the solutions. They just fear the repercussions of standing up to power because they're cowards. Well, that's a radical idea.
Yeah, that is. It's a little radical. The longer we get along with this, the longer we talk about it, the more people who take a look at it and write about it and realize when something like this happens, how it speeds up the process a little bit. We don't have to, we've done our part, but don't worry. Believe me, heads up, football is coming in the NFL soon. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's just I'm really sensitive to this idea of the boogeyman of the quote-unquote anti-football people.
Yeah, I'm not an anti-football
because people. I love football. I don't want football to go away, and I don't think it will. And I think in Pennsylvania and in Texas,
brain dead anyway.
In Ohio, yeah, I don't care if people from Pennsylvania want to destroy their brains because they don't have any brains, right?
We recommend that.
Yes, please do. That would be ideal if everybody in the NFL
play.
Was from Pennsylvania, and then you can kill two birds with one stone. But if you have that, you have subcultures where it's always going to exist. But I haven't heard anybody even those who say football's a moral abomination, but I love it.
Well, sure.
Both can be true.
Yeah.
You can think that it is absolutely inherently inhumane and wrong and also still adore it. And there is no anti-football lobby that I've heard. Are there angry mothers who are marching on Washington to end football as we know it? I don't know of that.
No.
I know there are people who want to stop the lying.
No, there's
just stop lying about it. That's all. For me, that's really the issue. It's an anti-lying agenda.
No, that's not happening. I mean, there's again, the education, I don't know where it's past the infancy stage and it's somewhere in the middle there, but there's still people all over this country that either refuse to acknowledge it or aren't aware of it, or where they live, it doesn't matter to, I mean, you know, those cultures still exist in a lot of different places. So you're not going to reach everybody in the NFL promoting this crap they're promoting. Oh, man.
Here's the other question. There have been some bad NFL off seasons where you have people die and you have planes crash, that whole thing. But this 49ers off season so far,
oh boy,
doesn't it have to rank up there?
Yeah,
you lose your coach,
it's right up there.
You lose all your coordinators.
But thank God they've got a guy to take his place and get it done for you.
You can't hire the guy you want, so you end up hiring a boob. You get the linebacker retires, the guy who was supposed to replace that linebacker retires, and there's more that I can't even just think of off the top of my head. This is one of the all-time bad NFL off seasons,
yeah.
and there's still plenty to go.
Mm-hmm.
Ben is out today. He's on the score. Hi, Ben.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Terry, this might be more geared towards you as far as motorsports and the helmet technology. Motocross and supercross, so that's the dirt bike racing, they have a new helmet design out. It's called 6D, is the name of the company. And they've actually developed a suspension that goes inside the helmet shell that allows for 6 degrees of motion. So they're, you know, just one thing they're trying to help combat the different, concussions in both sports.
Yeah, but has that been proven to work? Has it been proven to matter?
I don't know enough about it to say, yeah, we had results to read and say, oh, yeah, look what's happened here?
I think that one of the things they say, in preliminary tests, they show that it does help, but that's kind of, they're still testing and trying to get as much data. So as far as